coffee, local news and information, a few laughs, and today's best music.
Aaron and Dave in the morning. The Grand at 101.
The Grand at 101. You listen to Swap Talks Live Show, where you get to find out some really great things that are going on in the community. Nothing more important, I say, than Canadian mental health. Helen Fishburne is here. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. Now, the association does a lot of good things. We've chatted before about the need that's out there, and I guess it's, you know, is it right to say it's kind of coming out of the closet? Like, it's not as much, certainly when I grew up, nobody talked about it. And, which is really sad, because you break your arm, you got a cancer, you got anything, you're willing to say, yeah, that's what I got, but mental health, don't say a word.
Correct.
So is that changing? Are we at a point where everybody's comfortable talking about it?
I wouldn't say we're there yet, but yeah, we're definitely getting there. So the stigma is being reduced. There's no question. People are much more comfortable talking about their mental health, generally speaking. You see all kinds of celebrities who've shared their stories, who've really showed some courage in sharing themselves. Then we have things like Bell Let's Talk, right, which is a national campaign to reduce stigma, which has been extremely successful. And I can tell you, we have certainly felt that stigma reduction, because we have far, far more people calling us and showing up.
Good news,
which
bad news.
Which is a great problem.
It really is. Yeah, it's a good, yeah.
But I will say, though, we still have a lot more work to do to reduce stigma, and especially around addictions.
There's another one.
Mental health and addictions, because the stigmas are different, and there still is a huge stigma connected to addiction. So we still got a lot of work to do.
Addictions is a disease. Call it what it is.
So you
need help, and you're not going to tough to solve it by yourself,
right,
kind of thing.
So we're making great progress, but we still have more to go, for sure.
We hope just by talking about it, people get to feel a little more comfortable about
it,
type of thing. Now, you've got some new programs going on. The Big White Wall.
Yeah, so this is a really cool program. We're a little bit out on a limb on this one, because it's a brand new platform that we've never tried locally. So locally, if you need some counseling and treatment support for mental health issues, adjustment issues, stress issue, whatever it might be, you can go to a local counseling agency, like Family Counseling and Support Services here in Guelph, Wellington. You could go to a private therapist. You could go through work to an EAP program. You could come to CMHA if your mental health and addiction issues are really significant. We help you. So those paths are available now, but there's a pretty big waiting list at a lot of different doors.
Okay.
There are more counseling needs in our community than what we can support. So that's a frustration and a challenge for people. So we've actually contracted with a phenomenal platform called the Big White Wall. It's out of England, so United Kingdom. And it is an online platform that people can get 24/7 support online. They can log on to this website. They can talk to other peers in the website who are struggling with their own mental health and addiction issues. They can talk to a master's level therapist as well online. They can watch videos. They can do an 8-week program on things like how to reduce stress, how to reduce drinking, how to improve your coping skills, your stress management skills. So there's some learning programs. There's a peer part. So it's a phenomenal program. We were looking at developing our own online platform. And then once we discovered the Big White Wall, there really wasn't no point in developing our own. It's a phenomenal program.
Now, Helen, and maybe this gets addressed, the challenges that we all have when we're surfing the internet is that we can come to some self-help groups, and you get into it, and you're chatting, and you go, is this got any validity to it at all, or is this some nut bar from whatever? No mental health intended, but it's just they are intentionally trying to, cause problems. So, how do you, and maybe this is what happens with the Big White Wall, is that you get some, what do you want to call it, certification, some authenticity to it?
Yep, it's actually an online platform that is controlled.
So, okay.
There, once you go into the space of the Big White Wall, and you actually have to register.
So you
register locally through Here 24/7. You just call one of our Here 24/7 staff at 1-844-HERE-24/7. And then that staff registers you, and you're eligible to go onto the Big White Wall platform. That platform is then monitored 24/7 by therapists who can keep track of people. So, for example, if somebody's at risk, right, or is saying things that, you know, we're a little worried about, we have the ability to support that person, to track them down, to make sure they're okay, to intervene if we need to. But it really is a safe space that people who have credentials, who have the background to be able to support you, and that's where you connect with them. Now, there is also peer rooms as well that you can just talk to peers who are going through what you're going through, but it is absolutely a controlled and safe space.
I think that's the term I was looking for, safe space.
Yes.
That you know that, you know, there's somebody that's just kind of making sure that everything is okay and the advice that I'm getting is all right. And I love this point, too, that says that because I think with mental health, the challenges, I may not be articulating this correctly, but if somebody can listen in and say, okay, I think, you know, I think there's a challenge here that we, that did you really need some assistance with? That's so important.
It really is.
And I think, you know, hats off to being able to, because you identified it, our services for all health are limited. And, you know, the last thing you want is to put some mental health situation on hold because you don't have a service for
it. Well, and not everybody is comfortable coming face to face to talk to
a
counselor, whether it's mental health, whether it's a job loss. You know, you're struggling in your relationship, whatever it might be. Big White Wall, you can go on anonymously. You don't use your real name. It's 24/7. You talk to master's level prepared therapists. You can do educational programs. So there's a ton of stuff that's available
for you. Is there a cost?
There is no cost.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. So it is really, really, and you know, not everybody's comfortable online, right? So there are still counselors and therapists here locally that you can see. But if you wanted to try something on your own and you wanted to venture into a safe space that you could use anonymously and not worry about, you know, what people might think or just explore some of your own thoughts and feelings, it's a great spot to do that in. So it's Big White Wall. Call Here 24/7. They register you, and then you can use any of the resources on that platform.
Oh, this is excellent. Yes, I think we're going to help get that word out because it is, you know, and 24/7 is important too because, you know, it's the middle of the night. You're looking for an answer. You got a feeling. You need
something.
You
can't sleep.
You can't,
You know, nobody's around that you can talk to. It is really an amazing support. And again, we know it's not for everybody.
Yep.
But there's a whole bunch of people out there that I think could really benefit from this kind of support.
Yeah, it's just another thing in the arsenal of what you're providing
exactly.
that is great and really touches the social media concept. I just love it in there.
That's right.
I just want to touch on, too, you got a bike ride.
We do.
Third annual Ride Don't Hide.
Ride Don't Hide. It's actually a national campaign that CMHAs across Canada operate, obviously to generate both awareness around mental health issues, but also it's a fundraiser for us locally. So we're the CMHA Waterloo Wellington. So our ride's actually over in St. Jacobs. We do a beautiful ride in the country, and there's all different lengths. You can have a short ride, you know, 4 or 5 kilometers. You can have a long ride up to 80 kilometers. It really depends on what people's comfort and what their interest is and how long they ride. So, but it is all about raising awareness and certainly raising funds so we can provide more local support to people in Waterloo, Wellington.
And if they want to get involved in that, where do they go?
Just give us a call at CMHA or go to our website, cmhaww.ca, and we'd be happy to register you. You can bring your friends. You can bring your family. It's a really fun day. We've really enjoyed it. This is our third year. We've really enjoyed it. We've had a lot of fun with it. It's a great family event. And, of course, it raises some funds for much-needed mental health support.
And the crisis line, which I like. It's easy to understand. It is.
Here 24/7.
And the number?
1-844-HERE-24/7.
Beautiful.
We also have a website, here247.ca. If you just want to look and see what programs we offer, we're We are literally here for you 24/7.
Helen Fishburne, thank you very much. Always a good subject that we want to get lots of awareness around. And, of course, the big white wall is just a fantastic idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
And as Helen has said, the crisis line's easy, 1-800-44-HERE-247. And check out their website and say, really, check out the big white wall.
This is Grand Music.
We're Center Wellington's best music. The Grand at 101.